Welcome to Money Talks, daily bite-sized money tips brought to you by me, Paul Merriman from Ask Paul. Every day I'm going to bring you a brand new series of tips to make money easy. Welcome to today's episode of Money Talks. Today we're going to have a chat about budgeting. Absolutely everybody needs to budget. I know it might be the sexiest thing in the world to do, and I know it can seem frustrating. But without a budget, I'm a big believer that things will go wrong very easily for you when it comes to your money. A budget is simply recording what comes in and out of your bank account, and it should be there to help you take control of your finances. A budget is not going to limit you from spending. It's basically going to tell you where you're going to be spending your money and help you take control of it. Now, to talk about budgeting, there's a free budget download tool on the askpaul.ie website. So what I'm going to recommend is after today's podcast, go there at some stage and have a look at askpaul.ie and download it. The big tip I have here when it comes to budgeting is that you should open your banking app when you open the budget tool. So that will show you straight away what you have coming in and going out. I also wanted to give yourself about 20 to 30 minutes and a cup of coffee. Try and stay away from the beer and the wine when you're doing your budgeting. The other thing I want you to have open is your payslip, because believe it or not, a lot of people out there seem to know what's getting paid into their bank account. And we did a survey before and asked Paul on our Instagram page, and we found that a lot of people don't even open their payslip or their bank statements, which is slightly concerning. If you're one of these people, this is something you need to consider doing ASAP. So when it comes to the budget, what are you looking for? Like I said, you're looking to put in what's coming into the bank account and what's going out. When it looks at what's coming in, try and use the likes of obviously your income, but maybe your children's allowance if you have kids or if you have maintenance coming in. So whatever money is coming in, put that into your personal budget. And then you're going to look at what's going out. So all your bills, your rent or your mortgage, your ESB, your gas, all your utility bills. The other thing I want you to do is record what loans you have. So do you have a credit union loan, a personal loan, a car loan, anything like that, you're going to record that too. You're going to record two parts of it. You're going to record the amount you owe, followed by the monthly repayment. Now, this is where it gets a little bit challenging. When I talk to clients, they don't always know what term is left. So you might need to pick up the phone to the credit union or pick up the phone to the bank and find out how long you have left to pay your loan. Because this is vitally important to taking control of your finances, knowing who you owe money to and for what amount of time. And the last thing you need to find out when you ring them, if you don't know this already, is what interest you're paying. The interest you're paying has a massive amount to do with your money. So please make sure you get that. Now, why are we doing a personal budget? The personal budget is basically there so you can find out what your number is. So what do I mean when I talk about your number? It's very hard to take control of your money without knowing what your number is. How much does it cost to you to live on a weekly or monthly basis? So what do all your outgoings add up to? Forget about the nights out, forget about the holidays and the savings and all that kind of stuff. Let's just focus purely on paying the rent, putting food on the table and your overheads like your bills. Everything else aside that we can leave aside for the time being. You can't really go anywhere in life without knowing what your number is, in my opinion. It becomes very, very difficult without knowing that number. So what we're trying to get here is to get the number. And when you're looking at your personal budget template, one thing I want you to know here, guys, is that it's very, very rarely that people have money problems because of the size of their income. It's usually their spending habits. Now, when I deal with mortgages here at Ask Paul for clients and we get them to print out their bank statements and I go through their bank statement with them, they're always horrified to see how much they've actually spent and how many transactions they are. Especially now, it's easier than ever to get rid of your money. You know, you can use Apple Pay, you can use your watch, you can use your phone, your debit card, as I call it, tap dancing around town, just tapping your card everywhere. And all these transactions add up and they're probably not necessarily what you need to spend. So I think it's really, really important that you remember that and try and take control of how much money you're spending and when you're spending it. The big thing here for you, as I said already, is to know your number and to try and plan it over time. What you will notice in the personal budget template is whether you're in a plus or a minus. So what I mean by that is, have you got plus income in? So have you got maybe 600 or 700 quid or €200 or even €1 left over at the end of the month, you're in a plus. If you've got a minus and you're going into your overdraft, you're in a negative. And there are two different situations, a negative and a positive. If you're in a positive situation, the next few podcast series are going to really help you make more money with your money. And if you're in a negative, we also have some more podcast series coming up where we're going to show you how to get out of debt quicker. Because usually when people are negative with their finances, it's usually because how they spend their money and because they probably carry too much personal debt. So I hope you found this one interesting today. Remember, take that half an hour out, cup of coffee, cup of tea, banking app open, and also your payslip open, and be honest with yourself. Cheers and have a good day.